Hi, thank you for calling the Depo Provera helpline. My name is Brandon on a recorded line. May I ask who I'm speaking to?
Charlene.
You said Carlene?
Charlene.
Charlene. Hi, Charlene. Would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Depo Provera lawsuit?
Yes.
Oh, hi. Could you pronounce your, or not pronounce, but spell your first name for me, please?
Sharlene.
Got it. Okay. And your last name?
It's a hyphenated last name.
Okay.
It's Scott hyphen Collins.
Scott Collin. Scott hyphen Collin. Okay, got it. Now, have you spoken to any attorneys at all regarding this?
No.
Not at all. Okay. And can you confirm that you've never signed documents with any other law firm against Depo Provera?
Yes.
Okay, got it. Now, you are looking to see if you can participate in the Depo Provera lawsuit with a claim, correct?
Correct.
Okay. And is it you who is filing the claim?
Correct.
And I apologize if some of these questions are redundant. I do have to ask though, so I'll try to make it quick for you. Now, are you a resident as well as a citizen of the United States?
Unfortunately, yes.
Thank you. And were you diagnosed with a meningioma after taking Depo Provera for at least 1 year?
Yes.
You were. Okay, I'm sorry to hear that. When were you diagnosed?
I was diagnosed in, oh dear, 2000, what? 2000, was it 2001? I think.
2001.
Yeah, I think it was 2001.
It doesn't have to be exact, but just in the general area. So it was around 2001, right?
Right.
Okay. And do you know if it was at the end of 2001 or at the beginning?
It was at the beginning.
The beginning. Okay. So for right now, I'll go ahead and put January. January 2001. That was the approximate diagnosis date. And I'd have to assume that all the medical records are either with you or with the hospital, correct?
Correct, with the hospital.
Okay, got it. And what is your date of birth?
11/7/68.
1968. A happy late birthday.
Thank you.
Yeah, of course. Okay, so 11/7/1968. 68, got it. And do you know anyone else who is also injured by Depo Provera? It's okay if not.
I don't.
Okay. Now, questions regarding the Depo Provera. Did you use the name brand injectable contraceptive Depo Provera?
Yes, more than I yes.
Okay. And did you use it for at least 1 year minimum?
Yes.
Okay. Now, in a single year, did you at least get 4 injections prior to being diagnosed with a meningioma?
Yes.
Okay. Got it. Now, when did you first start using Depo Provera?
It was in, what's this? I guess it was in 99, I think.
99?
Yes.
1999. Got it. Okay. And was that towards the end of 99?
It would have been, no, up in the early part of the year.
The early part. Okay. Got it. I know it was a while back. And did you stop taking it around the time that you got diagnosed?
Oh, yeah.
You did. Okay. Got it. So it was around 2001, and you started in 99, so you used it for about 3 years.
Yeah, about 2 years.
About 2 years. Okay, got it.
Two and a half years.
Yeah, pushing towards three. Okay. And just to confirm, what is your gender?
Female.
Thank you. And what's your current marital status?
I'm a widow.
You're a widow.
Widow.
Got it. And what's your first name here? I'm gonna spell it out once more. I have Charlene, correct?
Correct.
Okay. And can you spell that out for me?
SHA sounds good. Michelle. RLENE.
SHARLENE. And by the way, I can hear the kids. If you need to do something, you can just let me know and step away if you'd like to. Just at any time throughout this, okay?
Okay.
Okay. And do you have a middle name?
No.
Okay. And your last name is Scott hyphen Colin. So Scott dash Colin.
Correct.
Okay. Got it. And Colin is spelled Collen, correct?
INS.
Scott, so that's INS. Scott Collins, correct?
Yeah, correct.
Okay, got it. I just want to make
Correct.
sure I had that correct there. All right. And do you have a suffix for your name?
Mrs.
You said Mrs.
Correct.
Okay. Got it. And what is your social?
Oh, I don't care about my social, though.
That's okay. I can also take the last four if that's more comfortable.
Oh, 1141.
Okay. And the reason for that is so that we can pull medical records and just get the claim over to the attorney. But I don't need anything more than that. So, what's your primary contact email?
It's Charlene SC 5302 at Gmail.
At gmail.com. Okay. So that's Charlene SC5302 at gmail.com.
Correct.
Okay, got it. And Charlene is just spelled the same way that your name is, correct?
Correct.
Okay, got it. And what is your primary phone number?
512-947-8665.
8665, got it. Okay, and is this your mobile phone?
It is.
Okay, thank you for that. And when it comes to contact, and when we do try to contact you, would you prefer to be emailed, called, or texted?
I think either call or well, I don't receive all
Okay.
calls.
Right,
So
right.
I would have to have a good number saved in my phone in order to receive a call.
I see it. I see.
So I guess you could send me a text. We'll probably
Okay.
text or
Well,
email these actually.
yeah, I'll go ahead and send a text instead then, so that you can at least verify who you're going to be speaking to beforehand. Okay. And what's the best time to contact? Morning, afternoon, evening?
Afternoon.
Okay, got it.
Afternoon, evening.
All right. And what is your current address?
7001.
7001, you said?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Bannis Way. It's THANNAS.
In Austin, Texas, right?
Wayne. George.
I see. Okay. And is the zip code 78744?
That's correct.
Okay. Got it. And do you live in an apartment or a house?
House.
A house. Okay. Got that down. Okay. So coming down to your medical information, moreover, the doctor who diagnosed you with a meningioma, do you remember what his name was?
Um, I want to say it's David Morlich, I think.
David
Morlich.
Did you say Wonich?
M-O-R.
M-O-R.
No, M-O-R. L-E-G-E.
Morlich. I see it. Okay. Got it. And do you remember what the hospital's name was?
Medical Center. Now it's called Ascension.
Ascension?
Ascension Seton, yeah.
Ascension Medical Center. And this is also in Austin, Texas?
Correct.
Okay. Let's see if I can find them here. Ascension Seton. Yeah, I see the one. Okay. Got it. And do you still go to this hospital to this day, or do you go to a different one?
I try not to even go to the hospital anymore, honestly.
I understand. Yeah. It's kind of tough with doctors nowadays.
I've been to several different,
Okay. And this is a required question. Have you ever had a prior cancer diagnosis?
No.
Okay, good. Got it. Glad to hear. Now, Dr. David Morlich, was he the same doctor that also treated you, or did you ever get any type of treatment regarding the meningioma?
Yes, no, that's a tricky one. He was the same doctor that I was seeing,
right.
The neurologist I was seeing. But then I'm no longer under his care. Mark Burris out of Houston.
Mark, last name?
Burris, B-U-R.
ISH. I see. Okay. So Dr. Mark Burris. And is this at the same hospital or a different one?
Different one in Houston.
In Houston. Okay. And what's the name of the hospital?
Greater Heights, but Greater Heights what?
Did you say Greater Heights?
Yes.
Okay. I have Memorial Hermann.
UT Medical.
Oh, UT Medical.
Okay, yeah.
UT Medical, make sure I have it correct here. Is it Memorial Hermann Medical Group?
Yeah, they're all kind of in there together,
I see, they're all in the same area. Okay, got it. So I have the correct facility down here. I'm just going to get their address down. And I do have a phone number for it, unless you have a phone number you would rather give regarding the hospital.
Well, I have his office number.
Okay, I can take that.
713-486-8100.
Mm-hmm. 8100. Okay, very good. Got it. And were you ever prescribed any type of medicine after being diagnosed?
Oh, God. Yeah, I've been prescribed a whole lot of medicine.
You have?
Yes.
And that was by the same doctor that you were seeing, right? Dr. Mark Burris?
Well, I mean, no, because I've seen different doctors.
Right.
He's prescribed some, but I've seen quite a few doctors in between.
Okay. Well, I'll I can, if he prescribed you some of the medication, then would most likely be able to get all of the medications information from him, as you will have it in your medical records regardless. Okay,
Okay.
I'll have that down here. And did you go to any specific pharmacy or just the one at the same hospital?
With them, I would go to Kroger's in Houston. I've been to Kroger's. I've used, because I lived in Waco for a while, and I used HEB Pharmacy, I guess I'll say it.
What was the pharmacy name again? Say it again.
HEB. HEB.
Pharmacy. I see. ATB Pharmacy. HEB, sorry. Okay. And that is in, there is a lot of them. There's one on Texas Avenue.
And Waco, no, the one that Waco I used was Valley Mills and Bosque.
Okay.
And then,
Okay, I think I have the correct information down for that then. All right, very good. So I have the pharmacy name. And that is actually all the information that I needed regarding just medical wise. So that was perfect. Thank you for that information. Now, my last question for you is, or my last two questions would be if you have your own medical records or if they're with the hospital.
I think I might have a few records. I think the majority is going to be with the hospital.
Okay, so we could definitely pull those from the hospital then. And for the last question, we do need an emergency contact, or it's okay if you don't want to put one down, but anyone that you would trust to continue your case if we were unable to reach you.
Let's see, I can. My children, I guess. Let me start with them.
Yeah. Okay. And do they live with you?
No.
No. Okay. What's the primary name?
I said the oldest is gonna be Kermit, Kirmet.
Kirmet.
Correct.
Okay. And last name?
Hyder, Hyder.
Hyder. Kermit
Correct.
Hyder. Okay. And what is Kermit's phone number?
It's 512. Let me see. 125. Oh gosh. Hold on, because that's where I can get.
No problem. It's okay.
2562.
2562. Got it. Okay. And you said this was your son? Okay, got it. So this is your child. And do you happen to know his email?
His email is Slugger Durant, Slugga, capital Durant, at Gmail.
At Gmail. Okay, so sluggadurant@gmail.com. Very good. Okay.
Correct.
Got it. And do you know what his current address is?
I don't know his address by heart.
That's okay. You don't need to. Okay. That's all I really needed from the emergency contact. So just in case if we can't call you, we'll just give them a call, okay? But that
Okay.
most likely shouldn't happen. Now, I want to go back to the medical records. You said you did have some of them, correct? Okay. So if you were
I
to
have
provide them,
some.
would you be able to email them or would you prefer to mail them?
Let's see. I can do one here. You see, I'm trying to figure out because I know I have some on a disc.
Oh, I see.
I think I can email it to you.
Yeah.
I have it on some reports on a disc.
And you don't have to do that now, by the way. It's just to make sure that you do at least have some of those records. But yeah, if you could email them in the future to the attorney, that would definitely work. But those were all the questions I actually had for you. So I'm going to go over just some of this information here and make sure it is correct. Primarily, your date of birth, I have November 7th, 1968. That's correct?
6-8, yes.
6-8, yeah, 1968.
Yes.
Okay, and your date of diagnosis was at the beginning of 2001 for the meningioma, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and you did use Depo-Provera for at least 2.5 years, and you had 4 injections in a single year, and you did use it for a year minimum.
Correct.
And the usage and stop date was from 1999 to 2001.
Yes.
Okay, and for your first name and last name, I have Mrs. Charlene and last name Scott hyphen Collins.
Correct.
All right. And that is pretty much everything. And the last 4 of your social is 1141.
Correct.
Okay, very good. So that is all correct. I'm going to go ahead and send you these documents over now. I'll go ahead and send it to your text as well as your email. So you should receive it in just a second here, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so these documents basically are going to require a signature as well as an initial. And what they allow you to do is get a call from the attorney. He's going to verify all of the information that we have, and your claim will be submitted afterwards. They're also going to allow us to pull medical records, if needed, from the hospital that we got the address from earlier to make sure that you do have that diagnosis and that you did take Depo-Provera, okay?
Okay.
Okay, and that's essentially pretty much it. So let me know if you get those documents to your text or email.
Okay. I'm on the phone. Be quiet, John.
And once you open up the link that you should have gotten to your text or email, or both, I should say, it'll open up the documents. And once you hit continue, you can read through them. And there should be a yellow box around every area that you would need to sign or signature. It should just be a couple. And that's pretty much it.
Okay. I'm looking, but I'm not seeing anything.
And just to make sure I had the number correct, I sent it to 512-947-8665.
Oh, okay. I thought you said email. Okay, hold on. Brandon Sharp?
Yes, that's my full name.
Okay. Okay, yeah, I got it.
Okay.
Okay.
I'll also send you a text right now from my personal desk line while you sign those, so that you have my phone number and you can always give me a call or text for a follow-up regarding the claim itself, so I can let you know kind of what's going on communication-wise. So if you ever do have questions, you can always call me up.
Okay. Okay.
All right, very good. Yeah, so everything came through on my end. And let me just double check to make sure this information is correct. Yes, so you're all set from here. Basically, the next steps after this are for you to just wait for the attorney to give you a call. I do know it is a holiday weekend, so it'll most likely be Monday that you receive that call or later today. So just keep your eyes out for it. And if they don't call you, you'll most likely receive an email regarding it, since I did put email as a preferred way of contact, or a text. Yep. So after you verify the information with the attorney, your claim will be submitted and you're all set after that. They'll give you updates along the way. And yeah, that's essentially everything. So I appreciate your patience. Thank you for going through the process. I know you've been on the phone for a while, most likely.
No problem at all.
Okay, well, I hope you had a good Thanksgiving as well. And it sounds like you're with your family, so I'm sure you were with them, right?
Oh, yes.
That's great to hear. I was as
Yes,
well.
indeed. That's good. That's
Yes.
good.
Well, I hope you have a good rest of your
That's
day, okay?
good. Thank you. Same to you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.